Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
After district judge dismisses Gillette residents' $24 million lawsuit against the city, he appeals to the Supreme Court. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Gillette resident is appealing a district judge's decision to dismiss his lawsuit against the city of Gillette. The Gillette News Record reported earlier this year, District Judge Stuart S. Healy III dismissed Bruce Williams' $24 million lawsuit in which he alleges that he was discriminated against because he is an atheist. The city argued that it has governmental immunity. Williams is now asking the Wyoming Supreme Court to send the case back to district court. In Healy's motion to dismiss the complaint, he wrote that Williams' claims didn't have any real proof behind them. Williams alleged that since 2014, he has been the victim of conspiratorial oppression by the city and that the city has violated state law 97 separate times by showing a preference for Christian leaders over non-religious people. In his appeal to the Wyoming Supreme Court, Williams continued to make the argument that the city can't claim governmental immunity. He wrote that in 1880, the U.S. Supreme Court removed governmental immunity for the state until a constitutional amendment reinstates it. The Wyoming Constitution was written in 1890, and in 1907, the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated governmental immunity. According to Williams, Wyoming never amended its constitution so that it was amenable to immunity. He wrote, "Common law immunity did not exist when Wyoming became a state, and there has been no amendment to reinstate that immunity, so it does not exist in Wyoming." This is the ninth time Williams has appealed to the Supreme Court, but the first time he's done it since 2017. Petroleum Association of Wyoming launches Wyoming Carbon Innovation Network. The Petroleum Association of Wyoming has launched the Wyoming Carbon Innovation Network to support the development and growth of the carbon management industry in Wyoming while ensuring that existing oil and natural gas industries continue to flourish. According to the press release from the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, recent analysis indicates that Wyoming's oil and natural gas industry employs over 19,000 people and brings over $8 billion in economic activity to the state. Carbon management is an emerging component of Wyoming's critical energy industries, and the network will focus on strategic goals intended to bring new jobs and new economic opportunities to Wyoming's already strong energy industries. Co-chaired by Eric Holt, General Counsel and VP Land of Frontier Carbon Solutions, LLC, and Julie Martinez, President of Oil Mountain Energy, the network will focus on four strategic goals: advocacy for the carbon management industry, collaborating with and guiding state agencies on programs and processes to advance carbon management, building knowledge and capacity in carbon management for existing operators, and supporting growth of the carbon management industry by fostering recruitment and networking. Network co-chair Eric Holt said, "Wyoming state leaders and agencies have been incredibly forward-thinking when it comes to building a constructive regulatory framework to make carbon management a critical part of America's evolving energy portfolio. This, coupled with Wyoming's proven geologic storage space and its local talented workforce, helps Wyoming at the forefront of industrial carbon management in North America." Network co-chair Julie Martinez said, "As a Wyoming-born small business owner and resident, I know firsthand that our state will benefit from becoming the leader in carbon management by creating additional jobs and economic activity for our communities while supporting traditional energy industries like oil, coal, and gas. My company has no carbon capture or utilization projects, which allows for balance and impartiality. I know this work will allow our industry, as well as my company and the hundreds of other small Wyoming-owned and operated oil and gas companies, to continue to support our communities and families for generations to come. Businesses and individuals in the carbon management industries are welcome to join the network. For more information, contact PAW President Pete Obermuller at pete@pawyo.org. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.